ministry of Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. Our vision, bringing people into the full realization of their potential in God, and our mission, building a community of believers whose lifestyle positively influences change in the society. Welcome to Lighthouse. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregon, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org.
We've been doing a series on the book of Proverbs, and we begin to tie it all up together between today and Wednesday. And I just want to ask again, how many people are going along with us in the Proverbs journey? Just give me a wave of your hand. You're on the Proverbs journey with us. Okay, that's good. Quite a number of us. And those who are not doing, the encouragement all along till we finish, it's not too late. It's 31 chapters. We take one a day. If you've missed out any, go back and catch up. If you've not done any, it's not too late to do. God bless you as you do that in Jesus' name. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. My son, if sinners entice you, do not consent. Don't give in to them. We said in one of our messages, if you don't memorize any verse from Proverbs through this 31 days journey, you should memorize this one. It's short, it's sharp, and it's very apt. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 10. Again, my son or my daughter, Abby, if sinners entice you, do not consent. That you must know. Very key. This morning, I would like us to continue our journey by considering the question, what do I do if I am caught up in folly? What do I do if I am already caught up in some foolishness? Maybe, contrary to the encouragement or the charge from Proverbs 1 verse 10, sinners have enticed you and you have given in. What do you do? The beauty of Proverbs is that it's a very, very practical book. It sets out to outline a path for you, which if you follow, you are guaranteed an end result. So this morning, what do I do if I am caught up in folly, or if I'm caught up in some foolishness, if I have been simple, if I have scorned instruction before, and I'm living in that particular situation? My answer is very simple. Stop. Run for your life. Retrace your steps. And I'm not giving that as steps. I mean, for somebody, you just need to stop. Somebody else, you just need to run for your life. And for somebody else, you need to retrace your steps. I recall while we're bringing the word, I think two Sundays back, I said that there's somebody here, and I think it's a woman who is in a relationship. It's an abusive relationship, because the person, it's like you're actually in that relationship against your will. And what has been happening is that that other person has some, I'm not sure whether it's a professional thing he has on you, maybe it's a boss, who, for example, can decide that you are sacked tomorrow. or it's a financial thing, maybe from the relationship comes a lot of benefits. You know, you can get money. In fact, it's so good as if you say you want to go to like wherever, now you can go. It's that, so that's the old that person has. But you have been struggling with that relationship because the knower, the truth in you has been telling you this is wrong. You can't continue like this. But deliverance came that Sunday. And what we're saying this morning is that if you had been caught up in folly, the wisdom Proverbs is bringing us is that you don't have to stay in that situation. You can decide to reverse the cycle. You know, as I say that, I remember a song. Kapala basatoria lagadiadosa. Ekotosotoria labasataria. Andeleboso candiria labasatoria labosa. Lekapaba babababoso candiria labosa. E commandolova hande libra lagadosa candiria labosa. Lekapaba boto socete. The potter wants to put you back together again. Yeah, that's the song. He says, in case you're falling by the wayside of life and all the dreams, hopes, and aspirations you had are falling aside, he says, you don't have to stay in the shape that you are in because the potter wants to put you back together again. Does anybody know that song very well? Let's sing it. Yeah, that's the song. I need a confident person. You know it very well. Get up, Esther. Let's sing together. Get up, get up. You don't have to stay in the shape that you're in. Have to stay in the shape that you're in. Why? Before the winds to put you back together. Do you know the potter went? This morning, the potter wants to put you back together again. No, 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 no. Sing, sing, sing. In case your situation has turned upside down and all that you've accomplished is now underground, you don't have to stay. Don't accept the status quo. The potter comes this morning to put you back together again. Oh, the potter wants to put you back together. You can stop by this morning. Stop this morning. The potter. If you need mending, you can stop by. Stop by. Oh, the potter. Katapala babosa kateria labos. You know, the opportunity we have this morning is the opportunity of a car that is running out of fuel and it stops by the filling station to get a refuel. You see, thank you. God bless you. That song is called The Potter's House. And it's the story of God and you. How is the potter and you are the clay? And he says, look, I'm the potter. I have the right to take this vessel I've made and to turn it into another thing. And this morning, the encouragement is you don't have to stay in the shape that you are in. Go to the potter. Stop by the potter's house this morning. open yourself to him and say, Lord, you know what? You made me, you can't fix me. You said you would leave the 99 just to ensure that I don't get lost. Hallelujah. So what do you do if you are caught up in folly? Stop. Run for your life. Retrace your steps. Don't let what is wrong become right. Don't let what is wrong become right. Where do we read all of this from? Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 22. I read through to verse 33. It's a long read. We'll read quite a number of scriptures this morning from Proverbs. How long will you, who are simple, love your simple ways? Now, you need to understand that simplicity here is not simple the way we are. It's simple in Lighthouse. It's foolishness. It's somebody who is lacking in wisdom. Okay? This particular use of the word simple means somebody who is devoid of understanding. So, it says, how long will you who are simple love your simple ways? How long will mockers delight in mockery and fools hate knowledge? He says, this is not right. It should not continue. He says, repent at my rebuke, then I will pour out my thoughts to you. I will make known to you my teachings. So there's an offer. We'll see it all through Proverbs. He says, but since you refuse to listen when I call and no one pays attention when I stretch out my hand, since you disregard all my advice and do not accept my rebuke, I in turn will laugh when disaster strikes you. I will mock when calamity overtakes you. When calamity overtakes you like a storm, when disaster sweeps over you like a whirlwind, when distress and trouble overwhelm you. I'd like to pause for a second there. See, if you are overtaken in folly, the danger of remaining in that position is that it is inevitable that disaster will come, according to the wisest man that lived. Because it tells me here, not if calamity comes, not if disaster sweeps over you. It says when. It says when. You know, because in some of the situations, the benefits are so good that it's a tough ask saying we should leave all of this. Especially because maybe the past has been really difficult. And then that opening came, but one of foolishness. And it's a different story. And Pastor is now saying that the Bible said that you need to leave that enjoyment. And you're busy thinking, does he know where I'm coming from? Sir, ma, I don't know how sweet that place is right now. Scripture says, calamity is going to come. It says disaster is going to sweep like a whirlwind. Distress and trouble will overwhelm the person in that kind of situation. My submission to you this morning is you can't afford to stay and build your house with foolishness. You need to stop. You need to run for your life. You need to retrace your steps. Verse 28. Then they will call to me, but I will not answer. They will look for me, but will not find me. Since they hated knowledge and did not choose to fear the Lord. Since they would not accept my advice and spurned or refused my rebuke, they will eat the fruit of their ways and be filled with the fruit of their schemes. Listen, for the waywardness of the simple will kill them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. But whoever listens to me will live in safety and be at peace without fear or harm. You know, it's a choice that you and I have to make. Hallelujah. If I have been overtaken in folly, what do I do? You need to stop. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7 to 9. Still on that. Let's see what Solomon had to say some more. Proverbs chapter 9, verse 7 to 9. Whoever corrects a mocker. Now, who is a mocker? Who is a mocker? Okay, it says here, a scoffer. Who is a scoffer? Who is a mocker? I need help. Let's break this down. If you have any translation that gives us a simpler word, because some of us, we know English a lot. If you correct someone who makes fun of wisdom, you will be insulted. You know, I also said this earlier, one of the other Sundays. I recall talking to a particular lady and saying, we're just talking about lifestyles, and you know, she said to me that day, she said, "Ayilama shekato shoru," meaning, you know, we enjoy life first now before Abi, we'll flinch or here, we enjoy here first before we go to heaven. Excusing a life of foolishness, explaining away actions that are obviously going to leads you to a difficult end. But like I said, you know, at times, some of these pecks, the pecks of that office, some of the, you know, benefits, they say friends with benefits, right? Some of the benefits of that friendship are somewhat so compelling, are somewhat so, you know, far from where you've come from. And you're like, no, we can stay here some time. And then, somebody says to me, you know what? We'll just do this for like 3 years. After 3 years, we'll move on. Who promised you 3 years? Now, who told you that the other parties involved don't have their own plans, which may be for 1 year? I'm just saying this morning, Scripture admonishes that it is only people who are mockers, who are scoffers, that will hear instruction and they will make fun of it. What are they talking about? What have they seen? Have they seen life? If we also take them on one flight to the Caribbean now, let's see if their message will not change. And I'm going to get there shortly. I'm going to own up. Some of the things I'm going to talk about, I don't have experience in them. But I know what the Word of God says. And I'm not looking for the experience. If time allows us, we'll talk a little about drinking, for example. Drinking. It's cool. It's okay to drink now. It's just social. We had cocktail in the office. How could I be the only one who is not drinking? I mean, I just took a sip. I don't know how to take a sip. I don't know how to take a sip because the Bible tells me that if you carry fire in your bosom, you will be burnt. So he brought the bottle. Say this one is 7%. 7%. What is 7%? 0.07. That one will not alter any. Even if a child drinks it, nothing will happen to them. Go and give to a child to drink. Me, I'm not a child. I said, no, what you do is, this one is 20%, but you know, just bring Coke. We mix it with Coke, put some ice. That's what I'll be, ice, Coke, It's no longer 20%. We've diluted it further. No, leave all that story for some other person. I am not interested. I say, what is pastor saying? We're not talking about 30% or 50%. Okay. I'm just saying this morning, scripture tells me that when you begin to speak like this, and men begin to find reasons and give you explanations why the other way is also okay, you are beginning to walk the path of the scornful. He says the wise pays attention to instruction. You know, Yorubas will say, Aborola, sofo moluabi. Toba denu ayashekini. Adiodidi. You don't need to say everything to, how do you translate that to English now? A wise child, you don't need to say everything. By the time you say, maybe half of what you want to say. is that the way? The child will understand. Hallelujah. It says, whoever corrects a mocker invites insult. Instead of the, see, if you are somebody that people try to correct and you start insulting them, the Bible says you are a mocker. You know, the first person has told you, the second person has told you, the third person has told you, and all of them, their head is not correct. They don't know what they are saying. See that one too is talking. Which day did they give that to him? That one, you know, if you are somebody who, when people talk to you, nobody knows what is right except you, please watch it. You might just be on the path of being a mocker. It says, verse 8, do not rebuke mockers or they will hate you. So, if you are somebody that, once they tell you, you know, you can actually also do it like this. That person has become your enemy. Immediately they point out to you, well, why do you do this like this? It has become a problem. Scripture says, or rather, scripture teaches me that kind of person is a mocker. Everybody cannot become your enemies because they're telling you the truth. Not only that, it says, but rebuke the wise and they will love you. Instruct the wise and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous and they will add to their learning. So, Proverbs chapter 14, verse 8. Let's move a little faster this morning. Proverbs 14, 8. It says, the wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. But the folly of fools is deception. The wisdom of the prudent is to give thought to their ways. But the folly of fools is deception. Verse 16. The wise, they do what? They fear the Lord and they shun evil. But a fool is hot-headed and yet feels secure. It says, the wise do what? They fear God and they shun evil. But a fool is hot-headed. And even with that, he's still feeling secure. Disaster going somewhere to happen. The encouragement this morning, I must not be a mocker. I must not be somebody who wisdom knocks and I will not answer. That's Proverbs 14. It's talking about the fact that the wise give thoughts to their ways. So this morning, please, can you spare some thought for the things that you do? Are there things that either in your own heart, you know, you agree about, you're not too confident about it, or there are things people have been calling your attention to? Wisdom is profitable to direct. Let's read Proverbs 15:12. It says, mockers resent correction, So they avoid the wise. I'm saying this morning, don't be a mocker. Because what mockers do is that because they resent correction, they avoid the wise. Proverbs 15:12. Mockers resent correction, so they avoid the wise. You know that that pastor, once he sees you, he's going to ask you, have you corrected that thing? So what do? You sidestep him. You know that when mommy sees you next, she's going to remind you about that discussion. So you deliberately put her calls on hold. You know that when your boss sees you, he's going to ask whether you've made amends about that thing. So what do? You organize a transfer to another department. Mockers, they do what? Because they resent correction, they avoid the wise. Verse 21, 15:21. Says, folly brings joy to no one. Sorry, folly brings joy to one who has no sense. Folly brings joy to one who has no sense. But whoever has understanding
does what?
Keeps a straight course. Folly brings joy to one who has no sense. If you are deriving joy from being overtaken by foolishness, the Bible says you have no sense. I didn't say so. You know, it is obvious that the source of this wealth is wickedness. But you are rejoicing in it. You are celebrating it. The Bible says that it is only senseless people who do such things. Because folly is only the one that rejoices when he's doing foolish things. It says, but whoever has understanding does what? Keeps a straight course. Let's also look at verse 31. The same chapter, 15:31. Whoever eats life-giving correction will be at home among the wise. You see? Unlike the other one that is avoiding the wise. Whoever eats life-giving correction will be what? At home. He will be comfortable among the wise. But those who disregard discipline, they despise themselves. But the one who eats correction gains understanding. Verse 33. Wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord. I mean, that's another phrase from Proverbs that must never leave you for the rest of your life from reading this month through. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It says, wisdom's instruction is to fear the Lord, and humility comes before honor. Let's read chapter 17, verse 10.
This message is brought to you by Lighthouse Christian Outreach Center. The Lighthouse, House 7, Plot 2/3, Kudrata Biola Way, Oregun, Ikeja, Lagos. For inquiries, please log on to www.lighthouseng.org. For more,